Hi there, folks. Welcome to the program. This, of course, is Stinchfield, the podcast. Look, we had a huge weekend when it comes to the country. Number one reason, President Trump had this rally in Wildwood, New Jersey, and you were looking at 80, 100,000 people there in New Jersey, a blue state, and now President Trump declaring we can take New Jersey. He also talked a lot about the economy. This is the problem where most people are so upset when it comes to, quote, Bidenomics that will be replaced by Maganomics. Now, there is something that is doing very well, and the Biden team always points to this. Biden supporters always point to this. The stock market. Why is the stock market doing as well as it is? Anybody that's had money in the stock market over the last year knows this is the case. My prediction is the stock market is going to continue to climb. Why? Because the stock market has a great knack of predicting the future. It has a great knack of forecasting. The forecast, of course, being President Trump coming into office and unleashing our economic resources, unleashing drilling, unleashing all of those things that are so important. This is why the stock market continues to skyrocket. We're going to talk about that today. We're going to get into some of President Trump's comments from that Wildwood, New Jersey. And also I want to talk about why this rally, maybe of all the rallies before, means so much. Because it's in a blue state, yes. Because so many people showed up, yes. Combine the two of those together and you have a recipe for disaster for Joe Biden on his hands right now. We're going to talk about all of that as Stinchfield gets started. Of course, the show's brought to you by Midas Gold Group, 855-322-GOLD. Put some money into gold today. MidasGoldGroup.com can help you. All right, let's get the show started.
Uncensored and unapologetic, this is Stinchfield. Here's your host, Grant Stinchfield.
All right, folks, I want you to take a look at this. That is the rally in Wildwood, New Jersey. Now, down on the Jersey Shore, this is a blue state. President Trump declaring he is going to take New Jersey. There's a chance he could take New York. Those people you see on your screen, you know how long it took them to get in? There were traffic jams. They were backed up for miles. But here's the greatest part. Everybody was in the most fabulous mood you can imagine. Everybody there, happy, excited about the future, excited about all of those types of things. That's what they're excited about. And so, folks, when I tell you this is great news, I can't underestimate it for you. You look at the crowds that were there, and you've got to say to yourself, you know what? President Trump is on a roll. Now, all of this is if, of course, the election is secure, because part of me sees this. Part of me sees these massive numbers and people cheering like this. You see these people. And you say, you know what? I've seen it all before. I saw this in 2020. I saw Joe Biden couldn't get 10 people in an ice cream parlor compared to President Trump's 20, 30, 40, 50, now 100,000 people show up to a rally. And yet Joe Biden got 81 million votes. My ass. So we better be prepared to have eyes on the ground, boots on the ground, everybody, lawyers on the ground watching, because this is a movement like I have never, ever seen before. And it's all with one goal in mind, President Trump.
But I'm going to look at that guy and I'm going to say, Joe Biden, you're the worst ever. Joe Biden, you're fired. Get out of here. You're fired. Get out of here, Joe.
Folks, that's what it's all about. Get out of here, Joe. So we were talking about why the stock market would be moving in the direction that it is. And anybody that had their money in stocks right now knows it's been a great place. I mean, I'm up, I don't know, 30% over the last year, year and a half, 30% returns. It's pretty amazing. So, of course, who's going to try to take credit for it? Joe Biden is. Now, I will tell you the stock market is rising for two reasons. One, it has nothing to do with Joe Biden. Joe Biden's regulatory environment is anti-business. It doesn't make sense why the stock market would go up. Joe Biden's energy policy, increasing the cost of production because energy is so high, doesn't make any sense for stock to go up. You look at people now working second jobs just to pay things. Inflation, all is a sign that the economy is about to collapse. The difference here is the stock market is very different from what it was when your parents, your grandparents were investing in the stock market. Back then, you had people investing in 401ks, their pension plans, and they were picking pennies out of the couch and they were investing it in stocks. That's not the stock market of today anymore. The stock market of today is Wall Street money. It is big money. It's investment banks. They can prop this up for Joe Biden one, but ultimately they're not going to want to lose money either. I think what you're seeing happening is the investment bankers of Wall Street see the writing on the wall that President Trump is going to be coming back into office. They know that the regulatory environment for business is going to change instantly. They know that the tax structure is going to change instantly. While you have Joe Biden on one hand saying they're going to do away with the Trump era tax cuts, and on the other hand, you have President Trump saying we're going to come in and make them even better. They're weighing this out and saying, all right, who's right here? Who's going to win when it comes to all of this? The answer, of course, is President Trump. So President Trump is going to win. All those things happen. And of course, then you can't have anything but an economy taking off. This is President Trump talking about the difference between his economic philosophy and Joe Biden's.
But I'm going to look at that guy and I'm going to say, Joe Biden, you're the worst ever. Joe Biden.
Not that one. Excuse me. We already played that. This one.
On day one, we will throw out Bidenomics and we will reinstate Maganomics. Maganomics. And we're going to bring manufacturing, tourism, and other industry back to New Jersey like it's never seen before.
So you hear what he's talking about. Maganomics. Okay? Maganomics. And the Maganomics campaign will work. Because it is about getting government out of the way and letting entrepreneurs do their things. Now, President Trump talked about why the stock market is going up. And it's important that you take a close listen to him here. This is him explaining exactly what I've tried to describe to you.
And the Biden economic bust will quickly be replaced with a brand new Trump economic boom. We're going to have another boom like we had. We had the greatest economy in the history of our country. His job numbers are fake. They're totally fake. They're fixed numbers. They're rigged numbers. Everything about them are rigged, from the elections to the economy, everything. And by the way, the one thing that's doing well is the stock market. You know why it's doing well? Because I'm leading in every single poll and people think we're going to win. And the stock market, and it's been written about by Scott.
So he's correct. He is leading in every poll. That's a great indicator, at least. We know polls have gotten it wrong, but he's up by so much. So he says people are expecting he's going to win, but it's not people investing in the stock market. Again, it's very smart investment managers, hedge fund managers, Wall Street brokers that are pushing the idea of investing in this economy because they know that President Trump is going to win, investing in this market because they know that President Trump is going to win. Now, he said everything about Joe Biden's job numbers are false, fake news. Well, they are. When you look at increases in hundreds of thousands of jobs, do you know we lost full-time jobs? But the mainstream media doesn't tell you that. See, the investment managers on Wall Street know we lost full-time jobs, but we gained part-time jobs. So you ask yourself, why would we gain part-time jobs? Well, there's two reasons for gaining part-time jobs. One is people need more work. So one job isn't cutting it with the price of inflation where it is. Inflation is so out of control, people have to pick up a second job. Two is that companies can't afford overtime. So they're increasing their workforce by cutting people's hours, hiring multiple people. You get the same amount of hours worked with more people, less overtime. You're not paying time and a half. And for many small businesses, that time and a half is a killer. You've increased your labor cost for certain hours of the day by 50%. Think about that. You've increased your labor cost by 50%. Because you have people working overtime. That's unsustainable in many businesses. So hence the part-time jobs. Folks, I want to tell you about my friends over at Patriot Mobile. Patriotmobile.com is where I want you to go. And the reason why I want you to do this is we talk about the 100,000 people that showed up at President Trump's Wildwood, New Jersey rally. These are the people that are joining Patriot Mobile in record numbers. It is about becoming part of an army. It is about becoming part of a group that says, you know what, I'm putting my money only with companies that believe in the things we do. Patriot Mobile proudly stands by the notion that they are America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. You go on their website, I urge you to read their piece about Christian nationalism. You tell me what company in America today is writing pieces about Christian nationalism. Not many. Christian nationalism is a great thing. You can go back and look at my podcast on Christian nationalism. That's Patriot Mobile. Not to mention the service is phenomenal. 100% U.S.-based customer service. You get to choose between the big three networks that you want to be on, so you're not going to sacrifice the sell part of the service. Performance guarantee like none other, and they can help you get a new phone, upgrade your phone, all the things that any other cell phone company can do. Get with Patriot Mobile today. PatriotMobile.com/Grant. Use the promo code Grant for free activation. 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. I promise you, you will not be disappointed by any of that. All right. So, So as we look at this and we say, okay, President Trump has this massive rally and, he was talking about, inflation and Maganomics. This is him talking about inflation.
$3,381 to the inflation tax. That's a hell of a lot. And frankly, they're using fake numbers because they don't include the worst numbers. And the Biden price hikes are continuing to drain over $1,000 from the typical New Jersey family budget every single month. So it's $1,000. That's $12,000 for a family. Hot dogs. Let's talk about hot dogs. I just had one, actually. I just had one. It was very good. I hope it was made here. I don't know. You know, it was very good. Frank Sinatra told me a long time ago, never eat before you perform. I said, I'm not performing. I'm a politician, if you can believe it. I hate to be called a politician. I like I'm a businessman much better, but I guess I'm a politician. Because we did great in 2016. We did much better in 2020, a lot better. We got millions more votes. So I guess, and this time, and I will say this, the spirit that we have this time blows both of them away. You know why? Because you still like me, but you saw what the alternative is. The alternative, it's just the alternative.
Isn't that such a great point? So the love of President Trump has grown. We now see that minorities, both Hispanics and blacks and other groups that typically weren't voting for Republicans and President Trump, including the gay community, many, many members of the gay community. They're small business owners are looking at the oppression of the Democrat Party and flocking to President Trump. But here's the difference, as President Trump just pointed out. We now know what we get with Joe Biden. We now know what we get with Donald Trump. We like a lot better. We like it a lot better with Donald Trump in office. Clearly, the country was in a much better place than it is today. And when you look at the enthusiasm of this, all you have to do is look at the crowds. That's the enthusiasm I'm talking about. And so, yeah, that's I don't know, one of his biggest rallies. I was at a rally in Conroe, Texas, which was one of the biggest rallies I think he had had. I think this one blows it away. I really do. That blows the rally away. So President Trump clearly on a roll. Now, let me talk about why Wildwood, New Jersey was so important. It's important because it's a blue state, and it's important because you had so many people there. It shows enthusiasm, but it also shows that there's a real good chance that he could take New Jersey, take New York. If that's the case, you're going to have a Ronald Reagan-style steamroll of the nation.
As you can see today, we're expanding the electoral map because we are going to officially play in the state of New Jersey. We're going to win the state of New Jersey.
So, do you believe it? Can he win New Jersey? I believe he could win. Look, it was a while back when Chris Christie was governor, a horrible now turncoat, Chris Christie. It's very sad what's happened to him, but he still had an R next to his name when he won in New Jersey, which means maybe the people of New Jersey do have some common sense when it gets down to it and they see the pain that they are under. Now, if it continues with black folks and Hispanics like it is with President Trump, I don't know how the Democrats win any state. Really, I don't know. So people are suffering. And here's why you know change is underway. Now, where do the New York Giants play? The New York Giants play in the Meadowlands in New Jersey. And the New York Giants, there's no more famous, more beloved player for the New York Giants than Lawrence Taylor, one of the most gruesome, fearsome, meanest, baddest, greatest linebackers to ever play the game. Well, he said he voted Democrat all his life, and now he's on the side of Donald J. Trump. This stuff matters, folks. It matters.
I just want to say I grew up a Democrat, and I've always been a Democrat until I met this man right here. And I'll tell you what. He will not have to worry about nobody in my family ever voting for a Democrat again. Okay.
That is LT. Now, why do I play that for you? Because that wasn't happening in 2020, wasn't happening in 2016. You have all of these stars coming out in support of Donald Trump, people of color, rap stars. This makes a difference. I've always said that Donald Trump is unique and that he changed the face of politics. One of my theories about politics for a really long time was that endorsements don't mean anything. Nobody cares about endorsements. You know what? That's true when it comes to well-informed people ingrained in politics, people that are doing it every day. Your 3R voters, meaning they've voted in at least three Republican primaries prior to leading up to the election. These engaged voters, endorsements don't really matter. You make your judgment. But to voters that haven't voted before, to voters that have been duped by Democrats, endorsements like this make a big deal. This is why President Trump gets the numbers he gets, because he recruits people in that have never voted before. And I think you're going to see that happen again this time around for President Trump. Now, there's a lot of talk about who is going to be his vice president. Well, this is Doug Burgum, okay? And Doug Burgum, governor over there in the Dakotas, this is the guy. So, and a lot of people believe this is the guy. Here he is.
Working with President Trump as a governor was like having a beautiful breeze at your back. President Trump respects states' rights. He cut regulation. He lowered taxes. Working under the Biden regulatory regime is like having a gale force wind in your face, because the Biden bureaucrats are treating our constitutional republic like a dictatorship. Yes? Yes, we've been living under their Biden bureaucratic rule for 1,200 days. They think they've got a one-size rule for every solution. They can create a mandate and a regulation for anything to tell you what to do in your family, your small business, in your home, in your community. And they're crushing our economy and empowering our adversaries in pursuit of the big green fantasy, which is actually a nightmare that defies economics, physics, and common sense. Under President Trump, America finally achieved energy independence. But under Joe Biden, he's making America energy dependent on regimes who hate America. Biden's agenda actually hurts America and helps our adversaries. It's like it was written by Russia or China. Joe Biden wants America to buy energy from our enemies rather than us sell it to our allies. That changes when President Trump is back in office on day one. President Trump will make America more energy independent. He'll go beyond that. He's going to make America energy dominant. Because President Trump knows that American greatness has always been achieved by innovation. And he believes in innovation over regulation.
Amen to that. So I like Doug Burgum. You may remember I told you I liked the guy when he was in the debates. He was just so far back in the polls. This may be a very good pick for President Trump. He's a very, very smart guy. I want you to look again on your screen, folks. I want you to look at those crowds. I want you to take that in. And now I want you to say to yourself, you're going to be one of the members of those crowds. Whether it's at a rally or whether it's in your hometown, it doesn't matter. You are going to be a soldier for President Trump. And we are going to make this happen because he doesn't get it done on his own, folks. He doesn't get it done on his own. He gets it done with us helping him and getting behind him. And it's got to happen. It's going to take an army. Stinchfield's army rolls, baby, when it comes to this stuff. And we will make it happen. All right, folks, let me tell you about my friends over at Midas Gold Group. And then I'm going to tell you about Patriot Mobile. Not Patriot. I'm going to tell you about Tulsi Gabbard was on my Real America's Voice show. I've got two clips. How does she feel about an assault weapons ban, a.k.a. AR-15 style weapons ban? Would she veto that if she was vice president? I don't want her to be vice president. I do like this woman. She seems like a very nice lady, but I don't want her as vice president. But I ask her some serious things. And what about voting for Nancy Pelosi? You want to say you're a Republican, but you voted for Nancy Pelosi. Let's get her response to that, all right, here in a moment. But first, folks, MidasGoldGroup.com, MidasGoldGroup.com, 855-322-GOLD, 855-322-GOLD, MidasGoldGroup.com. They can help you with all your precious metals needs. Now's the time to be putting some money into precious metals. It is imperative that you do that because of the uncertainty that we see. Now, President Trump's going to get back into office and we're going to be okay. But right now, you still have an overreaching government. He's not going to be able to root out the deep state in 4 years. You're still going to have a tyrannical style deep state that can hit a button and seize your money. They can't do that with gold. Hide it in your gun safe, bury it in your backyard. MidasGoldGroup.com, MidasGoldGroup.com, 855-322-GOLD. Pay them a visit today. All right, folks. I told you I'd pay you this clip from Tulsi Gabbard. I'm not a huge fan. I don't want her to be vice president. There's a lot of talk about President Trump picking her. She was a Democrat, remember, for a long time. She was also a member of our military, and she's also saying a lot of good things, things I like to hear from her. So I asked her some tough questions on the Real America's Voice show. Here's one of them.
So if you were president of the United States, would you veto an assault weapons ban?
Yes, without hesitation. I am committed to upholding the Constitution and take that oath that I swore when I first enlisted in the Army to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, to heart. I swore that same oath as a member of Congress. And whether I'm serving in those positions in elected office and serving in the military or not, that is something that I hold near and dear to my heart because it is essential to who we are as Americans. So whatever way that I may serve our country, I will remain committed to that, to defend the First Amendment, to defend our Second Amendment rights, to ensure that we take seriously our founders' intent in passing the Second Amendment.
All right, so good answer. Do you believe her? I'll give her the benefit of the doubt. Again, I don't want her to be vice president. I really don't. I think it's too dangerous and too much of an unknown. But she is saying the right things, and she does seem to be sincere, okay? And that is important to me. What about, as Ted Cruz said, I'm not sure I want a vice president who's voted for Nancy Pelosi on numerous occasions.
Do you regret voting for Nancy Pelosi for speaker? Because you'd never think in a million years you'd have President Trump's vice president would be someone who voted for Nancy Pelosi. So I'm going to ask you, and I'm not trying to be smart about it.
It's honestly not something I've thought much about. I could say yes, but the reality is I knew at that time, as I know now, that if I had voted differently, then it would not have changed the outcome, unfortunately. If there was a possibility to bring about some real change in the Democratic caucus at that time, it would have perhaps been a very different decision, making tactical decisions about how to get things done. Every member of Congress has to consider those things. The fact that that was not a real option, that there were no other real options in the Democratic caucus, point to some of these very real problems that we have and how outsized the power is within the leadership of both of those political parties who keep this stranglehold over the Congress as a whole.
So that's the problem with Washington. So I don't think she was ready for the question. I think the answer for me clearly would have been, I would have rather her said, yes, I regret voting for Nancy Pelosi. I wish she was never Speaker of the House. She was bad news for the country. Yes, I regret it. But herd mentality, I couldn't do it then. There was no other option. Well, there was an option, don't vote or vote no. I mean, if you stand on principle, vote no. But she was in a different point in time in her life. Things have changed clearly. As I've said before, I like Tulsi Gabbard. I think she's a nice lady. I will give her the benefit of the doubt. We'll keep watching her. Her voice is most certainly important, providing she continues to say the same things that she is saying. And so we'll keep an eye on all of that. Hey, folks, don't forget about my friends over at the Wellness Company as well. TWC.health/grant, promo code grant. You need to get one of those prescription medication kits, which are just fabulous. TWC.health/grant. Use the promo code grant for 10% off. And I promise you, you will not regret it. It's a fabulous deal. And oh, look at that. My logo's missing up there. But it doesn't matter. TWC.health/grant. Promo code grant. The Wellness Company. Be prepared. I've got ammunition. I've got water. I've got food. I've got everything I need. I have prescription medications now, including ivermectin, thanks to the Wellness Company. TWC.health/grant. Pay them a visit. All right, folks, that's going to do it for us. Don't forget my website, grantstinchfield.com, grantstinchfield.com. Sign up for the email list there. And we will see you on the Real America's Voice show tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern time. So great to have you along today. We'll see you soon.